We are starting the third parak of Sukkah, Halachas of the Dalad Minim. The first one that is mentioned is a lulav agozel vayovish posel. A lulav which is stolen is posel, with machlekes, is posel all 7 days, only the first day. Around them is molins, we are machmir. It's a mitzvah, habor, ba'aveda, if one uses a stolen lulav for his avon minim. Yovish, it's possible because it's dried out. It says pre-etada. It has to be a beautiful, pleasant-looking albuminum. We learn that it goes on all the albuminum, even though it's written by the Esrek. So it's dried out, not hotter anymore. And also, there's a machlekes of its puzzle all 7 days of the first day. The Ashkenazim hold its puzzle all 7 days. The level of the yevashes is also machlekes. Ramah brings in Europe, sometimes there was such a shortage of lulavim that they would use last year's lulav, as long as it wouldn't crumble when you touch it. Yeah, you try to avoid any lulav that already became white. It's not its natural color. Shel hasheira v'shel ir ha'nidachas posel. It's a lulav that is from Avodah Zarah tree or from a town that worships, primarily the majority of the town worships Avodah Zarah, and everything in town has to be burnt. Posel. Because the din of something that's oymed l'sreifa and needs a shear, we say ketute mechte shiura. It doesn't have the shear. The chashivas of a shear, it has to, a lulav has to be four tefachim. Since it's about to be burned, it doesn't have a chashivas of chashiv, a thing four tefachim big, and therefore it's possible. Nik tam roisha, if the top of the lulav was chopped off, it's possible. Now, what's the top of the lulav? There's also a big machlekes here. Some Yishan hold it has to be down to the shidra, the spine. And some say it's the top leaves. According to Mr. Brewer, we are machmer, machatrila, even a little bit of the top leaf was chopped off. That's really a problem. Not everybody agrees to that, but she's a Tehran, some other Yishan. Nifetu olav posel. Nifetu olav also has multiple explanations. Rashi learns that the leaves are attached to the spine and attached tightly, so they fold, they lean on the spine. It was broken off so much that it's dangling downwards. That's already considered nifet olav. Simple being in Rashi's matzah, they were completely cut off. But even if it was dangling downwards already, that would be possible. Some say it means that most of the leaves were cracked in half. Nifredu olav kosher. If the leaves just start opening up a little bit, that is permitted, even though when you're holding it up, the leaves are a little bit open. He says that, as we learn from Kaplis Timorim, it should be Kofus, it should be tied up, and therefore if the leaves start opening up a little bit, you have to tie it up, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you're asking, it's the proper thing to do, but it's not Ma'akif. Tina Hara Basel Sheir. Tina Hara Basel means that it's halacha, an introduction to the halacha of Tina Hara Basel. You have the spine of the lulav, and then you have the leaves growing out of the spine. The spine has to be fully covered with leaves. If there's a gap, a lot of the leaves were removed. And if no leaf covering it, that part of the spine is not kosher. So Tina Basel was very sparse leaves, and there's a big space between the start of one leaf and the next one. But since the second leaf was a little bit lower than the top of the previous leaf, then it's kosher. If it would be so separated that the upper leaf is higher up than the top of the lower leaf, then that would be a problem. Sheish for shosh tefachim kedei lenaneh boy. Kosher. The Gemara says it has to have three tefachim and another tefach for the shaking. This is all we pass into machlekes. We pass into the spine. The spine has to be four tefachim, and so sometimes you can have a lulav which is five six tefachim and it may be puzzled. Because the reason why it's long is it has long leaves that they go way above the spine. The spine itself is less than four tefachim. So you have to make sure that the part of the spine that's covered with leaves is four tefachim.